This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. I had the Saskatoon Blades of the WHL paying tribute to the Brodsky family. Jack Brodsky presented with the WHL Governor's Award last weekend. We'll take you back to that special night. Spokane Chief and WHL leading scorer Mitch Holmberg's quest for 50 goals in 50 games falling just short. We'll hear from him on trying to reach that feat and what lies ahead. And the Kelowna Rockets 2004 Memorial Cup Championship team set to be inducted into the BC Hockey Hall of Fame this summer. Bruce Hamilton will take us back a decade ago and their plans for a summer get-together. It was a special ceremony in Saskatoon last weekend to honor the Brodsky family and the 37 years of WHL ownership. A family banner was raised to the rafters of the Credit Union Center prior to face-off, and Jack Brodsky presented with the prestigious Governor's Award. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison on hand for the presentation.
Saskatoon Blades fans, it's appropriate as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Saskatoon Blades franchise that we also honor the longest-serving ownership group in the history of the Western Hockey League, the Brodsky family. We want to certainly thank you for your support for the Blades organization over the years, but particularly thank both Rick and Debbie and Bob and Jack Brodsky for their leadership. After their father, Nate, purchased the franchise back in 1976, this franchise has been a model franchise not only in the Western Hockey League, but across the Canadian Hockey League as well. Tonight, it's my pleasure and honor on behalf of the Western Hockey League Board of Governors and our 22 member clubs to present to Jack Brodsky the WHL Governor Award, the highest honor bestowed on an individual in the Western Hockey League for his contributions to the growth and development of the Western Hockey League. Congratulations, Jack.
Thanks, everyone, and thank you so much, Ron. This Governor's Award is very special to me. I know the list of previous winners, and to be included in that group is truly humbling. Having served on the WHL Board of Governors for 21 years, I can say I've always been proud of the approach the board took in doing what was best for the players and what was best for the game. I'm honored to be recognized for any contribution that I might have made towards those goals, so thank you very much.
Longtime voice of the Saskatoon Blades, Les Lazarek, spoke with Jack Brodsky about his time in the WHL and the Blades.
Les, you've been around the game a long time as well, and you know the relationships that you build up and the feelings you get for these kids that are playing, and you see them come in as young kids and leave as young men, and it's a pretty special thing when, as Rick mentioned, when you see, like, you know, guys like Dave and Curtis on the bench, and you see these guys evolve and get to the NHL and do the things that they do, there's no question. It's a great thing to be a part of with those young guys.
Jack, everybody asks whenever I see them, do you see Jack Brodsky? What's he doing with himself right now? Nutshell, what are you doing with yourself?
Well, I'm still involved in a number of boards, volunteer boards, and I still do some things for the Western Hockey League with the Saskatchewan Hockey Association and the Saskatchewan Development Model. I actually chair a committee, a joint committee with the Western Hockey League and the Canada West Hockey. And I'm a chair of the board of Prairie Land Park, and I'm involved in some other things as well. So I kind of wonder how I had a full-time job and still did all that stuff. But I'm keeping busy, and I'm having the time of my life.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Mitch Holmberg will have to settle for 46 goals in 50 games. The Spokane Chief overager falling just short of 50 goals in 50 games, trying to become the first WHLer since Emerson Edom to accomplish that feat. Now, I asked him about the chase and trying now to become the first Chief since Ray Whitney in the 1990-91 season to win a WHL scoring title.
When you kind of got that pace going, it's obviously running through your head a little bit that you could be somebody to do 50 and 50. You know what, it's not going to happen, but you know what, at the same point, it's still just awesome to get 50 goals, hopefully, and you know what, that's what I'm hoping for now.
How much are you looking at that WHL scoring title? I know Nick Patan in Portland, they're having their big games again, they're back on track, and he's closed the gap to, you know, 6 or 7 here, but it should be nice to have a feather in the cap that is a WHL scoring championship.
Yeah, that'd definitely be nice. But again, those guys are all great players, and you know what, they're coming up quick, and I'll tell you that fast. And So it's obviously it's there, but I'm not looking into it too much. I know I don't know what they are exactly behind me now, but it's just part of the game where I'm just gonna have to keep trying to play my game and not really look back at them, but just focus more on me and what I have to do.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The BC Hockey Hall of Fame will honor the 2004 Memorial Cup champion, Kelowna Rockets. I spoke with Governor, President, and General Manager of the Kelowna Rockets, Bruce Hamilton. Bruce, first of all, the first thing I noticed about this was that it's been 10 years. Can you believe that?
Yes. It's hard to believe it's gone that fast, but it has. And, you know, it'll be interesting when we get this group together to see what a lot of these guys are doing now, because, you know, they're certainly the ones that have had NHL time or are still playing, but there's a bunch that will have, you know, all moved on into the real world of life and families and everything else by now.
Bruce, what do you think most about, or what does that time remind you of? What's the first thing you think of from that 2014?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is just the sense of accomplishment that you get, and, you know, the satisfaction of finally getting to the top of the hill. You know, we had gone a long time with our organization where we would be out the first round of the playoffs when we were based in Tacoma, and then when we first got here, and then, you know, the year prior to this, we had in my mind, probably our best hockey club that we've ever had when we went to Quebec City for the Memorial Cup, and we just didn't get it done there, and that was a real special team talent-wise. But this group that we had in 04 was just a group of guys that, you know, they just believed in the plan that was laid out by Mark Habscheid at the time, and they played for each other all the way through, and as you can see, there's not a lot of them, you know, went on to play pro hockey, and there's a lot of names there that were, you know, guys that just were, they brought the lunch pail to work every day and played real hard.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you got, you know, your NHL guys now, your everydayers like Josh Georges and, you know, also Shea Weber. But, you know, let's talk about some of that supporting cast. You know, a guy like Justin Keller, Tyler Mosienko, a small forward, but sure provided a lot for you. But in goal, you know, Kelly Gard really was the backbone of that team and set some franchise and WHL records with the season he had.
Well, we got him, you know, it took a while to get him playing the way that Mark wanted him, but once he got dialed in, he was as good as there was, and I mean, I think he still holds a shutout record. You know, anytime you're going to have success, it starts in goal, and that certainly was what we had, and our guys really believed in him, and as you could see through the Memorial Cup, all the games were low scoring for us, as had been most of the season. You know, we were the kind of team that if we could get a goal or two lead, then, you know, we were sitting on it the rest of the way. So there's a special group of guys, more importantly than just winning. And I'll never forget, you know, we were going into that season. Our city was coming out of a real tough time. We'd had the fires here and lost a lot of homes. And I'll never forget the night we won the cup, being across the street at the Grand Hotel on a balcony. And people were going up and down the street, coming underneath where our balcony was. We were pouring champagne over onto them from the cup. And then... fire department pulled up with a fire truck, and next thing you know, the cup was on the back of the fire truck heading down to Sturgeon Hall for a party there. So it was a great feeling of accomplishment, and the city's never, you know, they've never forgot that Memorial Cup here. It was a real special thing to bring to this city.
I'm assuming now there's a big effort to try to get as many players and staff back for that induction ceremony come July in Penticton.
Yes, our goal will be to get as many of them and do whatever we can to get them here. It's going to fall a week after our alumni, and we've got a tremendous alumni following. And you know, most of our pro guys all live here, but it'll be getting the rest of these guys who, you know, the Josh Georges of the world will be real important in helping to get, and Shea Weber, to get these guys to come in and, you know, spend time. And I'm sure there'll be some old war stories told, and it'll be a great experience for him, and I know myself from being inducted into the BC Hockey Hall of Fame. It's an unbelievable honor, and we're most proud of our team for getting in, and these guys they won't forget the evening, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, no doubt, Bruce. Great setup there in Penticton there. If anyone has a chance to go through there at the South Okanagan Event Center at the BC Hockey Hall of Fame. Should be a great night and a night to look back and look back on the championship, and congratulations on the honor.
Thank you very much, John.
And that's this week's show. I want to say thanks to Les Lazarick in Saskatoon for his help, and thanks to our guests Mitch Holmberg and Bruce Hamilton. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.